Hey there, mental fitness fanatics. Dylan Brooks here, your daily dose of stoic wisdom served with a side of real talk. Now, before we dive into today's topic, the art of forgiveness, and moving on, let me ask you something. Ever feel like you're carrying around a backpack full of emotional baggage? I mean those past hurts, grudges, or betrayals. They can weigh us down in ways that sneak up on us. That's why today's episode is all about learning to loosen that grit, letting go of the past, and freeing ourselves to move forward with more peace and clarity. We're not talking about sweeping things under the rug or pretending nothing happened. It's about taking ownership of our emotions, understanding the power we have over them, and ultimately choosing forgiveness both for others and, most importantly, for ourselves. So, buckle up, because we're going to unpack 5 key takeaways that can help you master this art of letting go and finally free your mind from the shackles of resentment. First off, remember that holding on to anger is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. It hurts you more than anyone else. Holding a grudge keeps those painful emotions alive and well, preventing you from truly healing and moving forward. You know that feeling when you're fuming over something someone did weeks ago? That's your energy being sucked dry by negativity. Second, forgiveness isn't about condoning or excusing the actions of others. It's about choosing to release yourself from the emotional prison those actions created. Think of it like this. You're not saying what happened was okay, you're simply saying that you choose not to let it continue to define your present and future. Third, forgiveness is a process, not a one-time event. It takes time and effort, especially when dealing with deep hurts. Be patient with yourself, acknowledge the pain, and allow yourself to feel those emotions without judgment. Don't rush into forgiveness if you're not ready. Remember, healing isn't linear. It's like climbing a mountain. There will be ups and downs, but keep your eyes on the summit. Fourth, practicing empathy can be incredibly powerful in the journey towards forgiveness. Try to understand why someone might have acted the way they did. Were they hurting? Were they acting out of fear or insecurity? Understanding their perspective doesn't excuse their actions, but it can help you see the situation with more compassion and ultimately let go of resentment. Finally, remember that forgiveness is ultimately a gift you give yourself. By letting go of anger and resentment, you free yourself from the burden of carrying those emotions around. You reclaim your power, create space for joy and peace, and open yourself up to new possibilities. It's like removing a heavy weight from your shoulders. Suddenly, you feel lighter, freer, and more capable of facing the world with optimism and strength. Speaking of letting go, think about that time someone hurt you deeply. Maybe it was a betrayal by a friend, a misunderstanding with a loved one, or even just a careless comment that stung. Imagine holding onto that anger for years to come. How would it affect your relationships? Your happiness? Your overall well-being? Now, imagine releasing that anger. What if you could forgive the person, not because they deserved it, but because you deserve peace? It takes courage, vulnerability, and a willingness to let go of what hurts. But trust me, the freedom that comes with forgiveness is worth every ounce of effort. So, remember these 5 key takeaways. Anger hurts you more than anyone else. Forgiveness isn't condoning, it's releasing yourself. Forgiveness is a process. Empathy can help bridge the gap, and forgiveness ultimately benefits you. Ready to start your journey towards freedom? Remember, forgiveness isn't about forgetting or excusing. It's about choosing peace. It's about making space for joy and growth. Take a moment right now to reflect on any past hurts that are weighing you down. Think about the person who caused them. And ask yourself, are you willing to choose forgiveness? Want to share your thoughts or experiences with this episode? Head over to our social media pages, we'd love to hear from you. Until next time, keep pushing those mental fitness boundaries, and remember, a stoic mind is a powerful tool for navigating the ups and downs of life.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.